Good morning. I'm Dr. Elmo Patterson. Thank you for tuning in to the Indwelling Spirit of God. Yes, the Indwelling Spirit of God is present this morning, and it is at work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It is at work because he waking me up this morning. Hallelujah. Clothed me in my right mind. Thank you, Jesus. Gave me eyes that I might see all of his glory. Limbs to go about, arm to clothe myself. Hallelujah. Isn't the Lord good? Blessed is the man that trusted him. Yes, brothers and sisters, we are going to come from Ephesians today. Ephesians 6, chapter and 10th and 11th verse. Let us read, please. Finally, brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Number 11, say, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, let me tell you again, to stand what? Against the wiles of the devil. You got to have on what? The whole armor of God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yeah, from this passage, we'll have a subject, the whole arm. The whole arm. You got to put on the whole arm. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, brothers and sisters, we find out that the Vikings, they was some of the victorious army that ever was, because they had arms that covered them from head to toes. But we are not at war with flesh and blood. We are in a spiritual war. And that armor that the Vikings have on will not do you any good. Yes. Yes, we the saints are at war. A spiritual war we are in. A war against Satan and his demons. It tells me as Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John the Baptist. John the Baptist, who came preparing the way for the coming of Christ. He came preparing the way by preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That means Jesus was at hand. Hallelujah. Saying that Jesus came into this world to establish his Father's kingdom. Hallelujah. Do anybody want to be part of that kingdom that Jesus came in to establish for his Father? You have to go through Jesus, accept him as a son, then you can go to that kingdom that he has prepared, establishing to take to his Father. Yes. Brothers and sisters, John came preparing the way by saying, indeed, I baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. Oh, Lord, saying, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. Oh, thank you, Lord, and Father. It says, as Jesus came from Galilee to Jordan to be baptized by John. It tell me John forbid him. Prohibit against it, then he was need to be baptized by him. Oh Lord, did anybody know what John was talking about? Have you had your baptizing by the Lord Jesus? Oh Lord, if you had that baptizing by Jesus, you can put the whole armor of God on. Oh Lord, then you can stand against the wild of the devil. But Jesus told John to suffer it to be. But this is becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. And but this is becoming us to fulfill all righteousness. That is to accomplish God's mission. Oh Lord, do anybody know what God's mission for you this morning? Oh my Lord, His mission is for you to glorify Him. Oh Lord, to lift Him up, to praise Him, to live, that He might get the glory. Oh, is anybody, is accomplishing God's mission this morning? And to show that He supports what John was doing. Hallelujah. Asking sinners to repent. And be baptized. Oh Lord, the reason Jesus was baptized was because He was confessing the sins of the nation. Oh Lord, He had no sins, oh my Lord, and had no reason for repentance. Oh Lord, hallelujah, it tell me in 1597 B.C., a Babylonian invaded Jerusalem and burned the city and tore down the walls that protect the city. Oh Lord, have mercy. Now it tell me Nehemiah, who was under the authority of the Persian, learned that the walls and the gates that protect Jerusalem was in despair. Oh Lord, and poor condition. Oh Lord, Nehemiah did not wallow in self-pity or greed. Oh Lord, do anybody know what I'm talking about? Do we have any Nehemiah this morning? He took action by taking his problem to God. Oh Lord, I said he taking his problem to God. Do anybody have a problem this morning? Who you're taking your problem to? You can go to your psychologist, you can go to your lawyer, but you need to go to God first. Oh, take your problem to God, and He will direct you. Yes. Taking his problem to God. Do anyone know what I'm talking about? Have your home been foreclosed? Your car been possessed? Take your problem to Christ. Take your problem to Christ in prayer. And He will straighten it out. Yes, Christ will straighten it out. Hallelujah. Now we can see that Nehemiah taking his problem to the right one in prayer. Praying for the nation of his people, Israel. Asking God to let his ears be attentive and his eyes open. That God may hear his prayer. Nehemiah, pray night and day. Lord, do we have any Nehemiah this morning confessing their sin, saying they have sinned against thee? I and my father. Nehemiah didn't even leave himself out, not his father, have sinned, and God heard and respond to Nehemiah's prayer. Oh Lord, and Nehemiah was able to go and repair the torn down walls. Oh my Lord, look at God's Edward. Brothers and sisters, it tell me when John was baptizing Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yes. When John were baptizing Jesus. They say, Jesus, he came straightway out of the water. And they say, the heavens opened up unto him. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the Spirit of God descended like a dove, lighting upon him. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Saying, this is my what? Beloved Son, whose I'm well pleased with. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Well pleased. Can God say the same thing about anyone today? Can he say the same thing about you? This is my beloved, who I'm well pleased with. And it tell me, thereafter, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Oh, Lord, oh, into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. Oh, Lord, it say that Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, and was hungry. Oh, Lord, and Satan came and tempted him. Look at Satan, Edward. Come there when you know that you are hungry. Come there when you know that you're in need. That's how Satan come, saying, if thou be the Son of God, oh my Lord, asking Jesus, saying, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. And Jesus said, said, it is written, using God's word, man should not live by bread alone. The word, there's power in God's word. See, there's power in God's word. And Jesus is using the word. You also can use the word to fight your enemy. Oh, Lord, man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then it tell me the devil came again and taken Jesus up into the holy city. Oh, Lord. And setting Jesus in a pinnacle. Setting Jesus in a pinnacle. And he said unto Jesus again, if thou be the Son of God. What is he trying to say? Asking Jesus, is the Son of God. Jesus knows who he is. He don't have to be reminded. Saying, cast thou self down. But it is written, God will charge his angels, to bear thee up. Oh, look at Satan. He said, to bear thee up. And Jesus replied again, said unto the devil, it is written, saying, God has written this. Again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it tell me again, the devil came and tempted Jesus. By taking Jesus up into an excellent high mountain, oh Lord, and show him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them. And he said to Jesus, all these I will give to you, oh my Lord. How arrogant and how tricky he's trying to be. He's saying he can give it all to Jesus. Jesus, it all belonged to Jesus anyway, because the whole earth and the fullness belong to Jesus. But Satan is trying to deceive him. This is what Jesus is trying to do. Saying the whole world and the fullness belong to Christ. That's what it is. The whole world and the fullness of it belong to Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord. Now, saying, if thou wilt fall down, and worship, I will give to thee, gonna give Jesus something that already belonged to him. And Jesus replied again, saying, get thee behind me. Oh, my Lord, he don't even want him in front of him. Say, get thee behind me, Satan. It is written, oh, this is God's word, he said, thou shalt worship the Lord God. Oh Lord, that's in God's commandment. He said, worship him only, and him only shall thou serve. Who are you serving this moment? And you're serving the Lord. You have love, unconditional love. You have compassion. You are humble. Oh Lord, brothers and sisters, serving the Lord, will pay off. Do anybody know what I'm talking about? Have you paying and serving the Lord paid off for you? Because God waking you up this morning, didn't it pay off? God gave you a mind, didn't it pay off? He gave you eyes to see, didn't it pay off? He gave you limbs to walk on, didn't it pay off? And he gave you joy, joy that the world can't take away. Hallelujah. Yes. And Jesus said, him only should I serve. Brothers and sisters, serving the Lord will pay off. His benefits are guaranteed. Oh, Lord. I said guaranteed. You know, you take out insurance and you think you have insurance to cover your home, but the benefits are not there. But God's benefits are guaranteed. And there is no hidden clauses. Oh, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Yes, we are in a spiritual war. And we see in our text today that Apostle Paul, while in prison now, he is in prison, he is concerned, and he's writing to the church of Ephesus. Now, let's look at that again. Now, he is in prison, but he has so much love for his church in Ephesus that he is writing to the church in Ephesus to encourage them. Seem like it should be the other round, but that's the love of God that Paul had. Encourage them and to challenge them to function as living bodies of Christ. I said as living body of Christ. Because Christ is alive. If you are Christ, you are a living body. And to challenge them to function as a living body of Christ. To be strong in their spiritual and to put on the whole armor of God. To be strong in their spirit, yes. And to put on what? The whole armor of God. Oh, Lord, on the armor of God. Let me tell you, you put on the armor of God, you just can't put it on. There's some things that have to take place. You have to have a spirit to bear. You got to be baptized by the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, to put on that armor. Once you're baptized, you have the mind of Christ. Oh, my Lord, you are able to put on that whole armor. Or has anybody got the armor on today? Because if you are fighting for the Lord, you're going to need it on. Yes, if you're fighting for the Lord today, you're going to need it on. Saying that. Put on the whole armor of God that they may be able to stand. I said to stand now. Stand. And to overcome the wiles of the devil. He said not only to stand, but to overcome means that you be victorious over the wiles of the devil. But you have to put on the whole armor of God. Do anyone know what I'm talking about? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We are not wrestling with flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities. These are rulers against powers. Those are in authority. Yes, against rulers of darkness. These rulers of darkness are of Satan empires. Against spiritual weakness in high places. Oh, now, this is what you're going to have to need their own to stand against. Say the spiritual habit is the kingdom of the wicked. Oh, Lord. The wicked spirit. And you can't fight that with a shotgun. You can't fight that with that shotgun. You can't fight with that Remington. You can't fight it. You got to have on the whole arm of God. Yes. Brothers and sisters, to be victorious in this battle, we need to put on the whole armor of God to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Oh, yeah. The tricks, the cunning. Oh, yes, he is. Uh-huh. And by having on the breastplate of righteousness. Oh, yeah. We be able to stand. Uh-huh. Because we are in a spiritual war and we need spiritual strength. Uh-huh. For us to be victorious in our spiritual war. Oh Lord, we must be strong. Strong for service. Strong for fighting. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. By having our feet forward with the preparation of peace. Oh, you had to have your feet forward with the preparation of peace. Uh-huh. The gospel of peace, that is. Uh-huh. The gospel, uh-huh, will set you free. Oh, Lord, I said it'll set you free. Thank you, Jesus. And it say, in this war, you must have on the shield of faith. Oh, Lord, faith. Hallelujah, it is substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Oh, you got to have that shield of faith. Uh-huh. Faith is more necessary than any arm. I said faith is more necessary than any arm. Uh-huh. Say the breastplate secure the battle parts, but the shield of faith, which turns in every direction. Uh-huh. Every direction will shield you from the fiery thoughts of Satan temptation. Oh, Lord, and will quench the dots of its temptation. Oh, Lord, put on the shield of faith. You need to have it on today. Uh-huh, to be able to stand against Satan temptation, and by taking the helmet of salvation. Oh Lord, salvation must be our helmet, uh-huh, to secure our head. Oh Lord, see that head is important, and salvation is that helmet that secure your head, keeping it from being defiled by Satan. Oh Lord, salvation will comfort the soul. Oh Lord, keep it from being tormented by Satan. Oh Lord, Satan is up to no good. Uh-huh. Hope keep us, uh-huh, trusting in God. Uh-huh, rejoicing in him. Oh Lord, he tell me the word, now the word of the Spirit. Uh-huh. Which is the word of God. Oh Lord, the word is very necessary. God's word is necessary, uh-huh, for us to accomplish anything. Uh-huh. For Christians to maintain a spiritual warfare. Uh-huh. Oh Lord, and succeed in it. I said God's word, you will succeed in it by having God's word and using God's word. Uh-huh. But the word is more powerful than anything exists. Uh-huh. There's nothing in heaven and earth more powerful than the word of God. God spoke, uh-huh, and the Red Sea opened up. Uh-huh. God spoke, uh-huh, and the rain ceased it. Oh Lord, God spoke, uh-huh, and spoke, and the sun refused to shine. Oh Lord, there's power in God's word. There's healing power in God's word. There's delivering power in God's word. So brother and sister, in God's word, he say you need to put on the whole armor and able to stand, because you can't stand against the spirit you're fighting against, which is Satan. But you can't stand you had to, you're in a spiritual war. So you need God's word. That is his word to stand. Do you be able to stand? Is anybody standing this morning? God will give you the means to stand. Just do what is needed. Just fall down on your knees and say, have mercy on me. And God will deliver you from whatever you're going through. He'll give you the power to be victorious in all of your battle. You're going to be in a battle all your life while you're here on this earth. There's no way you're going to be fighting, so you need to put on the whole armor of God.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank God for making a way that we may be able to stand by putting on the whole armor that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Thank you for tuning in to the enjoying Spirit of God. May God bless you. We'll see you again next week. Amen.
Let me get you one, Rick.